Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Rutabay Shabazi, in for Marnie and Rob. An employee who says she was groped by Governor Cuomo has filed a complaint with the sheriff's office in Albany County, the New York Capitol, and the home of the governor's mansion, where she says it happened. News Nation's Tom Negevin has been following this story. He is live in New York with the latest tonight. Tom.
Yeah, and Rutabay, this is a former staffer identified in the attorney general's report as executive assistant number one. She says that Governor Andrew Cuomo subjected her to unwanted touching, kisses, and questions about her personal life. Then at one point, when they were alone in the executive mansion, reached under her blouse and fondled her breast. Now, he absolutely denies ever having done such a thing. And today, his defense team, his legal team, leapt to his defense in a conference call with reporters criticizing the attorney general's report, these allegations, in fact, this entire process. Have a listen.
I'm a former federal prosecutor. And I know the difference between putting a case together against a target versus doing independent fact-finding with an open mind. And there has been no open-minded fact-finding in this case. The investigation was conducted to support a predetermined narrative.
As of tonight, at least 11 women claim the governor subjected them to some form of sexual harassment. There are criminal investigations underway now. By our count, in six different jurisdictions, six district attorneys, six counties in New York State requesting more information from Attorney General Letitia James, the background information contained in her investigative report to see if criminal offenses were committed in their jurisdictions, Rutabay.
So, Tom, it is looking more likely, right, that Governor Cuomo could face criminal charges now.
Well, this is the first criminal complaint filed in Albany County at the Sheriff's Department there, the only one that we're aware of at this point. But those DAs I'm talking about, they are reaching out looking for potentially additional victims as this process continues to unfold upstate in the state capitol in Albany. Impeachment proceedings now well underway.